podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Full Time Reds with the LFC Day Trippers. I'm Gavin. With me, I have got Chris. Crystal Palace 1, Liverpool 3 from Selhurst Park today. Liverpool, another 3 points. They cut the gap to Manchester City to 9 points with one game in hand, which hopefully if they do that, they will be 6 points behind Manchester City. We're going to do about 20 minutes, if that's okay, in and out, and we will have the fat back forward and much more detailed look at this later on. But Chris, initial reactions. It's a 3-1 win. It wasn't the prettiest, I'm going to be honest with you, but it's a 3-1 win after being away at Arsenal on Thursday night. We have a little break to Cardiff now in the FA Cup, and you take them all day long.
Yeah, it's a massive win. Look, people getting obsessed with performances at the moment. It's just get the job done, you know. And let's be fair, you know, we've got the win. You know, we saw with City last night. They could easily have been 3-0 down before they got themselves equalised. You know. The good thing for Liverpool, I thought, is it's a good test for you, because now they've shown now, again, look, we can go 2-1 down, we can ride it out, and then we can get in. Because to be fair to us, I think after we went 2-1 down, the only other shot I think they had on target was the Luisi shot, which is a good save by Alisson. Yeah. But other than that, you know, they had shots from, like, you know, centre-backs from distance or from angles where you sort of go in, if any of them go in, you are looking at the keeper. Mm-hmm. So, job done. Look, Palace away is never easy. You know, I mean, Klopp's record against Palace is brilliant. I think it's now 14 wins in 16 games. But Palace away is always one of those games where you have to earn the win. As in, it's a team you should be, but it's not a straightforward win. So listen, now Liverpool have got 2 weeks off now to sit there going, right, we're back in line. And Fabinho's just amazing at penalties.
Yeah, he should be on them for good. But just looking at the lineup, you know, He goes very, very strong again. Very strong. I think the only change is Oxlade-Chamberlain in for Cade Gordon from Thursday night. And he's clearly looked at it and said to himself, right, one game, give it everything, 2 weeks off. There might be players going off on international stuff, but 2 weeks off from club football. Let's go and do it. And to be honest with you, Chris, we score early through Van Dijk. It's a brilliant header. We're so dominant in that first half. So, so dominant. Were you even worried at halftime? Because it's 2-0 and I'm thinking, no, we're so dominant, it should be 3 or 4.
Yeah, my slight annoyance was we should have scored more than 2, and we had a mad 5 minutes where Matic tried to set up their striker, save from Alisson, and Firmino, who's normally very good on the ball, just passed it straight to their winger, which again, Alisson gets a good save on. So you're like, well, they've only had 2 real big chances and they've come from us being a little bit sloppy. Klopp will sort that out at half time. But let's give Palace some credit. And this is probably more credit to the manager that they've got now to the Muppet they had beforehand, is the 2-0 down, and we've seen plenty of Palace sides. When they go 2-0 down, that's it. They go, let's just make sure we don't get embarrassed. They carried on going. You know, they've got exciting young players like Gallagher, Luisi, the lad who played centre-forward whose name escapes me because of an M. They just kept going. And they clearly went, it's almost like Fatshire said to them, listen, lads, the worst that could happen has happened. We're 2-0 down. Go with them. Yeah. Give them a go. And to be fair to them, that's what they did.
I think the way they put their team out showed me that they were trying to stay in the game for probably 65-70, because they had got Eze on the bench. They had Benteke on the bench. They had
Ayew,
the other guy that came on. And I was actually looking at it going, when I seen the lineup, I was a bit surprised by it, but I thought to myself, no, if they stay in this for 70 after Liverpool playing on Thursday night in what was a tough game at Arsenal, they would throw these 3 boys on and see what they could get over for 20 minutes. And like, we'll get into all that in a few minutes, but the opening goal of Van Dijk, we haven't seen enough of that from Liverpool this season. A good ball in the box, big defender getting ahead in it, and he absolutely buries it. And it was the perfect start.
Oh, yeah. Good movement. You know, still was moaning, you know, why is he free? Well, it's his movement. But what we saw with that delivery, is probably what we saw in the Arsenal game, is Liverpool got back to getting dangerous deliveries from corners, because we've probably gone through a spell of about 3 or 4 weeks where the corner delivery has been shocking. But look, you know, no one's stopping that header. It's an absolute bullet header. I mean, the criticism of Van Dijk is he should get more of them, really.
Yeah.
If anything, every cross we've had always falls to Matip, who it is a little bit of a flip of a coin which way the header goes for an attacking header. But look, 1-0, you're thinking that's what you want, early goal. And then we just get pushed and pushing, and you're just like, we just need this second to kill it, because we were pretty much camped in their half for a good 35 minutes. And then Chamberlain took his goal. I was pleased for Chamberlain because, you know, he scored against Brentford. Now he's come back in after a small knock, scored against Palace. So again, you start to look at Chamberlain going, he's making himself a real option in a position that, you know, he would like to be in centre mid, but he's making a nuisance for himself wide right. And one thing Chamberlain has, he has a finish on him, and he does, you know, he takes it well. You know, so I was pleased for him.
I did see something at half time from it would actually come up my Twitter feed, because when I went to half time, I went off and done a few bits, come back for the second half. But any chance it could have been ruled out for Firmino being offside?
Yeah, they were saying that. They said Jamie Redknapp. So, you know, if Jamie Redknapp says it's offside, you know, he's talking out his arse. Said because Firmino jumps, that makes the defender follow him. Which you could argue with, but is that any different to City's equaliser last night, where the cross comes in and one of the lads is offside, but the lad who buries it isn't, but he still stood offside and he goes over his head before he scores? So it's no real difference. The thing is, he was always following Firmino anyway. Mitchell has no idea that Chamberlain's behind him. That's the thing that probably why VAR doesn't realise. It's not like he follows Chamberlain and goes, oh shit, and runs to the middle. He has only eyes for Firmino. Yeah. So that's his man to mark. So basically, whoever is the wide player has lost his marker. So that's what we're talking about. He didn't moan too much about it. And then we had a mad few minutes where you realise why you have a keeper of Alisson Becker's quality, because he made two really top saves.
He does make two really top saves. And you know, in our WhatsApp group, they were talking about when it goes 2-0, and in fairness, like, it's a bullet header from Van Dijk, and it's a really good finish from Oxlade-Chamberlain. You know, the defender does follow Firmino in there, but I don't know why Firmino's jumping. He's nowhere close to even getting it. You know, I don't even know if Firmino knows there's someone behind him. I think that's why he might be jumping.
I think so.
Chests it down well. It's a really good finish. I'm delighted for him because, you know, we've seen him get a couple of goals recently. At home to Brentford, he gets one in the League Cup against Leicester. He scores against today. And, you know, we thought, I was a bit of bad luck last week getting that injury, but he missed the Arsenal game. He comes back again today and he scores. And this is what we've been crying out for from players, that when they're needed and they come in, they perform. A, they're there, and B, they perform. You know, and to see him doing that was really, really good. But you're right, we went through, just going back to it, the WhatsApp group I'm in with the lads, they were saying, right, 2-0, you need to manage this now. Even though it's only 20 odd minutes in or whatever it was when Chamberlain scores, it's 29, was it 20, whatever it was. The lads are all shouting, like, just manage it. And Liverpool seem to go into this thing, and it's not like a once-off, Chris. They go into this thing where they stop managing the game, and they start doing things that are just a bit mad. And they're giving Palace some encouragement, because if they manage that game really well till the end of the first half, even if you're only 2-0 and you come out second half, they're going, these are managing this brilliant. They're not giving it away. They're not giving us a sniff. But we did give them a chance. We did give them a couple of chances, Chris. And that rolled on into the second half then.
It's almost like it gets too easy. Which I think City probably 3 or 4 years ago had a similar issue. It's almost like when it gets too easy, they just...
32 minutes, sorry.
Yeah, they sort of step off a little bit more than you expect them to. And, you know, try things a little bit sloppy. They probably just need to find that half space between the full intensity that we have for 32, 35 minutes, and we probably dropped a couple of levels lower than we should have done. But look, it's a new way. It's a different way. I mean, again, I thought first half, up until about 35, 40 minutes, midfield balance again looks really good, which is you have two lads who are holding and one who's a bit flary, and it's Henderson and Jones taking the time, being a bit more of the aggressor. I mean, Henderson probably was a bit more aggressive going forward than Jones. But Jones' game was generally good on the ball. I think he only got caught once. I think he tried to do his Gino Ronaldo impression by sticking his arse out. I think he needs to work on getting a bigger arse to do that. But, you know, I think Jones, again, looked a good player.
Yeah, no, they did look good. But what I'm saying is, and it might get too easy, and I get that, but that's where on the pitch you need the likes of Van Dijk, Matip to a certain extent, definitely Fabinho, definitely Henderson, and even Firmino, turning around going, right, that stops. You do it once, that stops. Stop doing that. Just keep doing what you're doing, because they can't get near you. You know, I'm not only are we trying stuff and being a bit like it's too easy, I'd be okay with that if it was in the final third. where he tried something and it didn't come off.
It's at the back.
But we're trying at the back and we're trying in deep in midfield. And look, I'm delighted with the 3 points. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about results at this stage. Just keep plowing results in. I don't give a fuck if it's 1-0 every week and it's a dodgy penalty. Because I'm like, in my head, the league is back on. I'm shouting it out there. It's back on, right? But what I'm saying is, don't do it in that area. You never do it in that area when you're nil all. Why are you doing that 2-0? That'd be my, and this, and look, it's okay to turn around and say, you done this wrong and you done that wrong. You know, the sort of way, it's okay to do that and still be delighted with 3 points. But my thing is, and I agree with you, sometimes it looks too easy and they take their eye off the ball a bit. Take your eye off the ball 20 yards from their goal, not 30 from theirs. And that'd be my only kind of criticism, because it gives them some hope, even if they don't score from it. Because Chris, let's be honest, you're right. Palace are 2-0 down under normal circumstances. If we'd have controlled that,
Roy Hodgson would have thrown on another two centre backs and go, look, lads, we're making sure this stays 2-0.
Yeah.
That's just how he manages. Exactly. That's his way. In fairness to Vieira, the biggest criticism of Vieira has actually been sometimes is maybe he's gone for a win too much, because there's quite a few games they've drawn that they should have won.
Yeah.
You know, so I think Vieira, to give him credit, I worried when he moved to Palace because I thought this is going to be another De Boer situation where it's not going to go right in 3 games and they're going to bid him off, because yes, that's what Palace have done. We've seen that in the past. They've stuck with him and he's now got a young, exciting squad. I think the best thing that happened is because Roy Hodgson left and he let the squad get so old, they had to bring in new talent. And because he's a new manager, he's brought in a lot more youth and pace and clever. I mean, Gallagher, you know, it's so annoying that he's connected to Chelsea, yeah, because if he wasn't on loan from Chelsea, you'd be putting a bid in for him, because yeah, he's brilliant. He's a really good player. Young talent.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. I mean, the centre-back they've sold to Palace, is it Gaita? I've definitely bastardised it. Again, brilliant. You can see why he's probably not quite ready for Chelsea, but really good example. You know, Eze, you know, has come back really well when he came off the bench, but he's come back really well from a torn Achilles, which is a horrendous injury.
Mm.
Palace just look a nightmare. I think getting 2 wins against Palace, fair play, because I think Palace will give a lot of teams problems. We've seen they've beaten Tottenham at their place. They've beaten City at City.
Mm.
So, you know, this is no mug. You know, and I think people just expect it. So,
yeah, no,
expect it to be a bit too easy sometimes. I mean, look, we saw a lot of chat on social media, a lot of chats in our WhatsApp groups about their goal. It's that high line again, you know, and I think it's a lot influenced by Jamie Carragher going, because he hates high lines and just says, you know, you've got to drop. That goal came from the simple fact is Van Dijk has no idea what's behind him because Robson's not told him. And it's a simple fact of a look over. Because if he looks over, he moves into a position that, because 2 minutes later, the same thing happens again and Van Dijk intercepts it because he knows where he's supposed to be. And Liverpool are always going to play that high line. So whether we like it or we don't like it, that's how they play it, because they've got one of the best sweeper keepers in the world. But also, you expect Matip and Van Dijk to read and look and have some awareness of what's around them. And that's what they weren't doing very well for a good 20 minutes.
Palace tweaked their system and we stayed the same, says You'll Never Walk Alone 96. We need to evolve in games, stop the loose passing and manage the lead. I do agree with you. Arsenal for Life says Vieira was going to be a top manager. I think he's shown really, really good qualities in the time at Palace, because not only is he fairly inexperienced as a manager, but like you said, that squad at the end of last season had about 16 players that were due to leave. They were an oldish squad. I think they were out of contract. There was a lot of stuff going on there. But he's come in and he's given players the chance to play, you know, express themselves, you know, I think is the big thing
for
him. And he did tweak it. And I agree with You Never Walk Alone 96 a little bit there. Liverpool should have tweaked a little bit and just continued to play as they were and stop trying to counter what Palace were trying to do. Like the high line thing. Sorry, Chris, the high line thing, right? They're always going to play the high line. The biggest thing for me is, if you're not sure what's behind you and you haven't got a show, you track a runner, right? Mm. Or if you're looking in at something and you know a guy doesn't know there's someone behind him, you track him, because you're better off tracking him and being a defender than letting them run and hoping the offside comes. Like, you'll see things where a player will go through and one defender will be deep and he plays him onside and he scores or he gets a chance and the rest of the defence has gone mad. But I'd much rather my fullback look and go, oh, listen, I'm not getting up beside Van Dijk and hoping. I'll track him. I'll just track him all the way. And if he gets a shot off, I'm the one that can turn around and shout, here, if you're going to play this high line, you need to know what's around you. You know the sort of way.
We saw that a bit later on, because the same run was made again, but Robertson gets his arm across it.
Yeah.
And he still gets a shot off, but it's off balance because he puts him off.
Because he tracks.
Which is basically what he should have, because he should have done it for the first goal. And I think someone's had a word with him, said, it's the same run.
Yeah.
And the way Klopp was going mad, I think he's going mad, he's going, that's the move we've talked about. That's the move. You know what you're supposed to do and you're not doing. In terms of adapting, I did think the Minamino sub was the adaptation because we took off a runner in Chamberlain. Chamberlain was playing well, but Chamberlain's role is get him in behind, use his pace. Minamino was more...
You're probably looking at Chamberlain where he's probably getting an error because he's missed Horsley. That's probably another part of it as well.
There is success, but I suppose off the ball, Minamino just played right wing. But at times on the ball, he was almost playing like a diamond. He was drifting inside just to pack the middle. And it's no surprise once Minamino came and they packed the middle, we saw Will Hughes get booked. We saw Gallagher get booked because they were getting overrun. So they were stretching. You know, they were starting to throw in late challenges, which they weren't before because they had more control. So that's the tactical treat we did. Because most of it, apart from, and we'll talk about the Aloisi shot, which is a great save of Van Dijk. I mean, fair play to some skill to take that on. I think after that, we kept them fairly well at arm's length. They were getting lots of chances, but, you know, set pieces were a lot better at defending. And it was shots from distance or shots from acute angles where you're going, I'd expect the keeper to save it, which, you know, City and Chelsea do that. You know, they'll let teams have shots, but they're from certain angles where you go, percentage football, they're not going to score from that angle. If they do, we'll see what happens.
Kev O'Sullivan says, absolute dumb luck today. Palace can feel hard done by. Alisson, man of the match. Guinness is great in the pub. But it is great in the pub. Everyone's in it. Just for anyone that doesn't know, in Ireland, they've just binned all the restrictions now. I think you have to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask in shops, on public transport and theatres and stuff like that. But come the end of February, that's gone. But you don't need anything in Ireland anymore.
I think in England, the masks go tomorrow. And it's almost like life's back to normal.
Yeah, in Ireland, it's you don't need COVID passes in pubs and stuff. We're having a great time here again. The crack is back, apparently. But look, Gary Max makes a good point. He says, look at the week for what it is. Two away wins against tough opponents and without the best player in the world, just be happy with it. I'm delighted with it. I'm over the moon with it. You still have to assess it, though, Gar. And let's be fair, the team couldn't have done much more with the three lads gone. They just couldn't have. And they've put themselves in a good position where Salah, Mane, Kate, they'd be looking going, oh, you know, we've gone away. We've come back. The gap has reduced. We've a game in hand. We've the FA Cup. We've a cup final to look forward to. They've done really, really, really well. We'll finish up in a few minutes, but I'll ask you this, Chris. They score on 55 minutes. And I'm thinking, because I literally went, manage this, go back to managing this to 60. And we'd be fine. They score on 55, Chris. And I'm going to be honest with you. I thought to myself, well, here we go again. Because the commentators, as some people have said in the chat already, were just
they loved it.
Incessant over 2014.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think from 2014, there's only Henderson in that starting line that's still there. Milner's on the bench. But you know what I mean? There's most, in fact, Milner wasn't even there. So it's mad. It's like going back. Oh,
Milner wasn't there in 2014.
Yeah, but it's like us going back to United losing. Say if United lose at West Ham, we're going, Joe, do you remember when they lost at West Ham and it cost them the title? You're going, none of those guys are there, you know. But that shows how far it is for Palace, you know. Klopp's literally lost two games to Palace in now 16 efforts. One was his very first home games, and it was an away game. So you're sort of going, we don't lose to Palace very often. Yeah. It's always tough. It's always tough. But look, take it for what it is. And then look, the penalty. I mean, the penalty's bald piss, which is... I quite like because a ridiculous ball from Trent.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, they score and then it's kind of that we make the change with Minamino to get more in the midfield and they are a bit overrun, but they're still kind of, you know, launched balls and they're getting onto it. I think you've mentioned that already. And there is one where the lob over Alisson and you're like, I'm looking at 85 and I'm thinking to myself, 55, now it's 85, and then I'm thinking, do you know what, I was nearly in my head thinking, if Palace are going to score, let them score on 75 and give us 15, 20 minutes of goal with it. Don't let them score on 85, 86, 87. Yeah. And they have a chance, and you're kind of going, oh, fuck's sake, the penalty. Is it a penalty for you?
My initial reaction was no, because only because the keeper does, people say, the keeper does take Jota, but I thought the ball had gone. I thought the toucher took it away. They've clearly decided, and I think the referee has decided that if the keeper doesn't take out Jota, he's probably getting onto the balls around the keeper. So I think it's one of those ones, it's 50-50. If it's given against you, you're fuming. If it's given for you, you just take that bit of luck. I mean, people say, what would you do if it was giving it to Liverpool? It'd be all right, because Alisson would have caught the ball before the guy got it anyway. So one of them. So
it was a pen. The goalkeeper impeded the play. Says a boy, not him. I think, oh boy, not him. I'm going to read it like that. Ball from Trent was a proper worldie, says Ash McCall. Elliot Thiago midfield against Cardiff, places Kevin Ball. There's loads of comments coming in there, but look,
I could see Elliot being used a little bit front three-ish just to get him in his rhythm a little bit.
I just want to see him back because he's dead.
I want to see him back. Just one thing, because I've seen it addressed in the chat, a few saying Klopp's too stubborn, you have his high lines, cost us a lot of points. They threw it up in Sky now. That's now 16 games we've took the lead in. We've won 13, we've drawn 3. City have done it 17 times and won 17. So that's the difference. Mm-hmm. But if it is the highlights cost us, we're talking 6 points. We're not talking, people are acting like it's 10, 12 games it's cost us. It's 3 games we're talking about where took these and we should have controlled them better.
It's not the fact that they're doing the high line. It's the fact that the idea of the high line isn't what's doing them. It's when to track and when to hold.
Yeah,
that's what it is, and it's only that decision that's been the problem for me. If you hold it and he runs in behind and he's off, if he makes a really good run and someone doesn't see it, because there's four of you looking in the right direction, if one of you doesn't take the thing to go, look, he's making a deep run, I have to track him over the back of a centre half, and a fullback has to do it, absolutely fine. We're going to finish up in a minute. I'll get your man of the match, please.
Alisson.
Yeah, I'm with
that.
We're doing the show at 10 o'clock and I can't see me changing my mind between now and then.
Oh, yeah. The other big shout is the women played at the same time away at Crystal Palace and showed the men how to do it. They smashed Palace 4-0.
There you go. They're still 7 points clear at the top, Murray.
7 points clear. We've played a game more, but, 7 points clear, and touch wood, the run of the next couple of home games are on the bottom half side. So games you would expect them to win.
Good stuff.
And then March is massive. So, and I'll be recording the women's show tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Thanks for reminding me, because I would have forgot. But listen, FB Fatback 4 will be interesting tonight, says Ash McCall. Keith is coming. Well, Kev is in the pub, so we hope he'll be back. Keith was away in Spain, so I hope he'll be back. Shawnee is off the drink. I can't believe it. He'll be there, and I'll be here. I've cans in the fridge, yourself. But that'll be the Fatback 4.
That'll be the shot.
10 o'clock, Kev, or Chris will be in the chat. Everyone else will be in the chat. Thanks a million for joining us, following the game. 200 watching, 59 likes. Smash that like button on your way out. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Share it across your social media. And the comments, as always, have been tremendous. This show is brought to you by Failicon. That's our new charity partner. Go and check out, in the show description, their website for details on them. The link to donate to them. And you can do it as well on lfcdt.com. That has been it. We'll talk to you soon. Over and out. Sports Social Podcast Network.